Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. With us this morning is New Britain's very own mayor, Mayor Aaron Stewart. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Morgan and everybody. Thanks so much for having me on this Sunday.
Thanks so much for being here. We're here to talk about a new initiative that's going on in your city, in good old New Britain, the Complete Streets program, and a big renovation, basically, a big undertaking that you've got going on. Could you describe it quickly for us?
Huge project. So this is a Complete Streets master planning in the world of engineers and transit-oriented development nerds like myself. it's pretty customary work. However, very unique for a municipality to take on a master plan of this magnitude. What this involves is looking at and reimagining our streets, our sidewalks, our traffic signals, our placemaking to make areas and arteries more pedestrian-friendly, reduce accidents, and just be safer for everyone. So it's a pretty hefty plan that comes with a big price tag, but planning is important when you're looking for how to fund it. Can't do it if you don't have a plan, right?
Right, absolutely. And this is quite a plan. So why were you so motivated to take on this big project? How did this all begin, basically?
So back in 2013, the city had actually drafted its first Complete Streets master plan for the downtown area. And this was because of the work that we were doing with relocating our police department in the heart of our downtown. Now, this plan initially was only three phases, and it turned into nine phases. Because of the opportunities with grant funding, whether it's from the state DOT, local funding, or the federal highways authority, that made a lot of different grants available, all about keeping our streets safe, keeping people safe, and really enhancing doing a lot of different things with the brick sidewalks and crosswalks. The Beehive Bridge was a piece of this initial plan. So now, fast forward almost 10 years, we have completed the first Complete Streets master plan, so it was time to look towards the future. And as we look out and we look at the streets, highways, and byways throughout the city of New Britain, we needed to go past the downtown areas and look really into our neighborhoods on where we can make a difference.
You definitely do have a number of construction phases here. Just to read some of them, you have the police station landscape, Main and Chestnut Streets, Columbus and Central Station, Beehive Bridge, which you just mentioned, East Main Street, and so forth. So how are these spots identified?
So these were part of the initial 2013 Complete Streets plan, and these spots were identified based off of traffic design and engineering, off of the amount of accidents and traffic counts that we had in the area. So there is a lot of of information and time. It takes a lot of time to be able to pinpoint exact areas of work that needs to be done. And so when we were initially looking at these areas, it was about how many people are walking and utilizing these pathways to get to public transit areas or other areas in the downtown, which is what we looked at when we were talking about the second phase of the Complete Streets Plan. So you take this look back and we look at all of the work that we've been able to do incorporating bike lanes as well, because we can't forget about many of our friends on that ride bicycles throughout town and also our kids that are riding bikes throughout town too. We looked at different neighborhoods and areas where we could take this complete streets approach and implement these design elements into our neighborhoods that are most heavily traveled. So if you look at the future of our complete streets planning, you're going to see streets that kind of shoot off of the downtown planning, like Arch Street, which is our Barrio Latino, like Osgood Avenue from Slater Road to Corbin Avenue. This is an area of town right by E.C. Goodwin Technical High School and De Loretto Magnet School. It's also right by our Osgood Park, which we have a $10.5 million renovation happening on right now. You'll see areas like Allen Street, which is a thoroughfare to get to Central Connecticut State University, our North Street Business District, and Myrtle Street, which is the home to our Energy and Innovation Park project. So I can talk about this for a long time, and I know we don't have all the time in the world, but the point is that we really took a look at the corridors throughout our city that are traveled most heavily that really, really need this type of work.
So to sum it up, some of the goals here that we're looking at: reduce traffic, help with congestion and reducing that, greenhouse gas reduction as well, and pedestrian safety. Would you say those are some of the key goals?
Absolutely. That's what Complete Streets Planning is all about. And also, you know, when you're talking about redesigning some of your intersections, it's also aimed at reducing speeds as well. Some of the biggest things we've been able to implement is those damn roundabouts. Right? And nobody knows really how to use them, but they are traffic calming measures that really get people to slow down in certain areas. And so you'll see plans, some of those are incorporated throughout our plans as well.
And if you have a roundabout, I'm sure you'll have the right signage to help direct people, because they can be confusing.
It can be. We absolutely do. We put our first one in town a couple years ago, and I had to say it was like a science project, just standing out there watching people try to figure out how to utilize it. We had to do a lot of public information about the right way to use a roundabout or a rotary, but it does work when it comes to making people slow down.
So how about designing and all of the design and architecture that went into this and that is going into your Complete Streets plan in New Britain? So you have the goals, you know kind of what it should look like and what you want it to look like, but how did you actually get there? Talk about the process of designing, would you?
Sure. So, I mean, it comes with understanding the potential users of each road, right? And then you have to design a road that best accommodates those potential users. So you have to understand what that road and what that area is trying to achieve, right? For example, downtown, are we looking to, you know, are people utilizing the streets in downtown for shopping, right? Are we trying to attract people with aesthetic placemaking elements? You know, are we just trying to get someone from point A to point B, making a road safe for cars or bikers? Each road has these different aspects to it that have to be considered when you're designing. So, for example, John Downey Drive, our industrial park, is a good example of this. That we're trying to get people from point A to point B on a almost mile-long stretch of road that has hundreds and hundreds of businesses and also employees that work on it. So the design elements for John Downey Drive are very different than the design elements for Arch Street, which is home to many different businesses, Five Churches Brewing, Creolissimo Restaurant, just a different element in and of itself.
So looking at your principles of a living community, that's kind of what you're doing here. You're looking at the design for a human scale, how to encourage mixed-use development, things like that. You're looking at each niche area as you go and design it?
Absolutely. You have to look at these things. And this is why we not only do we have great engineers on staff, but we did great partners with Fuss & O'Neill, whom we contracted with to help us create this Complete Streets Roadmap, this 2.0 plan, as we called it, to really help us narrow down what would be highest and best use of the roadways in each area. I think we have to think about, you know, what makes our community safer, right? People drive drive like you wouldn't believe, right? I mean, I feel like every town deals with this. People that are not paying attention on the road, they're blowing through stop signs, they're driving, you know, quite fast in certain areas. And we're seeing accidents happen all over the place, and they're accidents that can be prevented with good design elements of streets. And that's what we hope to achieve here.
What about input from the city's residents and citizens?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to meetings? Are they sharing their voice?
So this was actually really interesting because when we started doing the planning process for the Complete Streets Roadmap, we were in the middle of COVID. And so having these public meetings was very difficult. So what we were able to do was create this online element for residents and people to provide feedback all online, which we had never done before. And it's a pretty cool interactive tool that allowed residents to pick the neighborhoods that they thought could really utilize this kind of work. And we ended up getting hundreds and hundreds of responses. Now, mind you, this is way more participation than we would have ever received if we had a public meeting at City Hall. Because you figure, you know, only about a dozen or so people actually show up to the meetings when we have them. So this online tool actually was incredibly helpful for us because it gave us much better feedback from our residents than what we would have gotten if it was just in-person meetings.
So do you think that's going to be a model, and this is kind of aside from the Complete Streets, but do you think that may be a model for future meetings having an online virtual component?
No doubt. I think that it might not work for every component, for every type of meeting, but for things like this where we're specifically looking for neighborhood feedback, it wasn't cheap, but I'll say that much, but it was incredibly effective. And I think it's something that we may look forward towards using during the future for larger scale projects like this.
Going back to your Complete Streets master planning, this is Mayor Aaron Stewart, Mayor of New Britain, with us this morning on Face Connecticut on WTIC, WRCH, and TIC-FM as well. We're talking about incorporating nature. That's what I want to talk about next, because you go down an old city or an old street, maybe you don't see a lot of nature, you don't see a lot of beauty like trees and plants and so forth, but that's one of the goals that you have in Complete Streets, is it to build on the nature component, right?
Absolutely. Nobody wants to live in a true concrete jungle, right? And so I think that incorporating street trees and these design elements into the walkways and the sidewalks are so important for creating that sense of place. I think that everybody likes to see the enhancement of the urban canopy, especially in the city of New Britain, where we're oftentimes having to take many trees down because they're too close to power lines or things of that nature. We're trying to replace every tree that we have to take down with a type of tree that better fits the landscape, and also looking at, you know, being environmentally conscious too. We love trees, we need shade, and we definitely want to create that aesthetic.
How about maintenance going forward? Just kind of like you said, you know, you're always trying to make sure that a tree is healthy, so when you have Complete Streets, you'll be doing maintenance ongoing on them, right?
Of course. I mean, our tree crews and our arborists have been involved in every tree that we plant. Our public works department certainly is well aware, and things that we have to keep an eye on too for root growth and making sure that we're planting them in an area where those roots are able to grow and the tree is able to thrive. So there's a lot of behind the scenes work that goes into this. It's a lot more than just simply plopping a tree on the side of a sidewalk.
And some of these sidewalks are going to have brick sidewalks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The brick element is also, it's very nice. It's a nice component to have. So you have the sidewalk, and then you'll have almost a brick snow shelf, which is, it's all about creating that sense of place. And you know what? I'm a big believer that, you know, people want to invest in cities that are investing in themselves. And when we do things like this and we create, you know, these nice sidewalks with beautiful lampposts and plant trees and create this sense of place, you're going to find a lot of private developers that want to make sure that they're investing here too, because they see that the city has buy-in and that we're supporting their properties and their buildings too. And that's a big piece of what Complete Streets really gets at.
Thinking about your personal travel and when you're just going about Connecticut or anywhere else, do you ever see another city and say, hey, maybe that's a good idea for us? Did that help inspire any of this project?
Of course. And you have to do comparisons with a lot of larger communities across our country. If you're in Boston or if you're in New York City, in certain neighborhoods, you're going to see these elements that are incorporated. And you're going to see, you know, everybody loves walking down, you know, the smaller cobblestone pedestrian-friendly areas in Boston. And you kind of try to take some of those elements and incorporate them into, you know, widening the sidewalks. And also, we call it road dieting. You've got to road diet in order to get people to slow down, to pay attention and see the pedestrians that are walking. These elements that are happening nationwide, they're part of larger initiatives that are coming down from the Federal Transportation Bureau, too, and also the State Department of Transportation, who want us to see us creating these more walkable, friendly, just all around better livable communities.
Let's talk about the serious component here, the big elephant in the room for many people, money. So how is this project all being funded?
So there are multiple opportunities here, and one of the things, you know, the city will always have to put in a match, and we're prepared to issue city bond money in order to make matching money available for a lot of grants that are there to make this happen. There are tens of millions of dollars out there right now that are available for municipalities and communities all across this country because of the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. And one of these specific grants is called the Safe Streets for All program. The Safe Streets for All program is exactly aimed at what we're doing here with our Complete Streets Roadmap. We definitely got the ball rolling a lot sooner than many other cities and towns have, and that's because of the success that we had with the first phases of the Complete Streets Master Plan. So what we're trying to do here is poise ourselves for the future to be able to access these multi-millions of dollars worth of grant money that are out there so that we have shovel-ready projects, so that we score great on these grant funds. And I have full faith that we're going to be able to qualify for many of them. And like I said, it took me 10 years just about to get the first Complete Streets Master Plan done. So I don't know if I'll be around for another 10 years to get this second round done, but I'll definitely get us off to a good start, that's for sure.
Well, I was just about to ask, you know, kind of what's next here. So we get the funding for this project from numerous sources and we implement everything here and get it completed and working and good. But then there's always another next step.
Oh, there is never-ending amounts of projects, that's for sure. So I think, you know, when you're talking about Complete Streets and starting to move throughout our community, we were identifying, and we identified a dozen or so areas of what we can reimagine in this second phase of a plan, but there was no shortage of other areas of town that we could have addressed. You know, money and funding, we're in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity right now with the amount of funding that is available through this Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, and I think that we really need to set ourselves up to capitalize on that. The city of New Britain we have a great reputation throughout the state and with the federal government of planning, proper planning, getting shovel-ready projects, and being able to spend money wisely. And that we're proud of. You know, with the 2013 original master plan, you know, I say the city only had to put forward about $8 million to get $40 million worth of work in grants. And well, I'll repeat that. We got $40 million worth of grants, and the city had to contribute $8 million of that. That's one hell of a return on your investment, if you ask me. And that's what we're going to be doing with the Complete Streets Roadmap.
Are other cities going to this extent, or is it just New Britain?
There are elements of this in many other communities throughout our state. Extensive as this, I have not heard of any. But you have other communities like Hartford, New Haven. New Haven is very focused on a lot of Complete Streets work with the amount of, you know, college students that they have in town. I'm not sure about their exact planning and phasing of it. I just know that I'm an organizational freak sometimes, and this having a plan makes me feel comfortable about what it is that I'm asking for.
Do you ever hear from other cities that go to you for guidance, or do you ever help any of them, or do you kind of keep your secrets to New Britain, or the goal and the work and efforts just to New Britain? But do you ever hear from anybody else?
Occasionally, we'll get the question of, you know, how are you guys doing this? And, you know, we tell the story about it just comes with getting, you know, you have to sit down, plan, and vision. You have to have a vision, and you have to know what it is that you want. I think a lot of times people struggle with trying to figure out what it is that they want and making the decision of here's how we're going to reimagine reimagine certain neighborhoods. And it's difficult, right? When you've seen something the same way that it's been for 30, 40 years, it's very tough to look at it in a different way. And so having, you know, being able to facilitate those conversations and think big is my biggest piece of advice to the communities that have reached out. Our neighboring town of Newington has reached out as of late, asking, you know, for best practices and kind of how to get started on thinking about doing a complete streets plan like this. But you also have to have buy-in of your community leaders. And I think that oftentimes can be difficult because we are always reluctant to spend money. But I look at it as, you know, in business, right? You have to spend money to make money. And if you're not willing to front the money, well, then you're probably not going to be able to get a lot of the grants that are available. So you have to have leaders that understand that.
One other question that popped into my head about the Complete Streets Master Planning going on in New Britain, and this will be here before we know it, winter and snow.
Oh, yeah.
And cleanup pertaining to, well, the winter mess. How does this plan address that?
So maintenance and also snow removal care during the wintertime, it's always a huge consideration when we do complete streets planning. And as I spoke before, in a lot of cases, we're reducing the size of the road, which actually makes snow removal easier. And when we put in those brick and grass buffers, it provides what we call the snow shelf, right? So that provides a place to put the snow in the winter so it doesn't cover the sidewalks. And if our plow truck drivers are driving at the miles per hour that they should be, they shouldn't be covering the sidewalks. And then you have to think about some of the design elements that we have when you're talking about sidewalk bump outs in order for traffic calming measures. That becomes a little bit more for maintenance, but it is definitely a worthwhile trade because those are done selectively. So those are considerations that are all taken into account, and I don't really think anybody wants to think about snow, but we have to think about it when we're redesigning roads.
Mayor Stewart, I think we're running short on time here, but I did want to ask, anything else that you'd like to get out? I mean, you have a whole booklet about Complete Streets, so we really just kind of touched the surface, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just think that, you know, it's tough for people to understand the importance of complete streets. And when we're talking about walkable, livable, safe communities where you can kind of, you know, walk out your front door and walk to the store instead of driving or ride a bike, these are areas where our communities really need to be shifting focus. It is a very unique type of project. You're not hearing, it's not the sexiest thing in the world. You're not hearing a lot of people talk about this type of work, but it is necessary in order to create better communities. And I think that as our downtowns are reforming and reshaping themselves, as people are looking for more urban living instead of living in the suburbs, cities like New Britain really need to enhance the walkability factor. Couple that with the access for public transportation and the investments that the state is making in our public transportation assets, this becomes even more important. So I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me about this today because it is not a topic that is very popular, but one that we can all agree impacts our quality of life. And everybody likes seeing new street trees and beautification with a purpose.
Mayor Stewart, thank you so much for coming on Face Connecticut. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Morgan.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.